Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Journey into Comics, the podcast about everything nerd, with your hosts, Nate Phillips and Brandon Stone.
We've come a long way from the Prime Minister's exploding cake. Or have we?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Journey into Comics today. It is episode 150. Holy shit, I cannot believe that is what we're talking about today. Brando, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for welcoming me. I'm wearing my headset, so you know I'm all good to go.
Like OG style.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, this is episode 150. Most podcasts don't even make it past episode 9. Sort of live. Didn't make it past episode 9, you know. But, I mean, yeah, a lot of podcasts, they just kind of get started. They really can't find themselves or whatever. This is 150, and I really feel like that's a milestone. So, like, today, what I kind of suggested that we do is just kind of take a look back on us.
Yeah.
We've been kind of retrospective kind of getting up to this point, almost as if we were anticipating this point, right?
I mean, obviously, you're going to have milestone numbers when you get to this point in podcasting, and 150 is like, you're almost to 200. Good job. Like just a little bit further now, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought we'd just kind of like, you know, like take a look back on, of course the podcast started with just you.
Yeah. It was my baby. Started it in, January of 2014. And, you know, when I started this show, I did not ever intend for this to be the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just in a place where I needed to say some things, and that was an avenue to do so without fear of persecution, you know.
All right. And me wanting to do podcasts that summer prior is when I wanted to start doing it. I looked into it and was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to do so much, buy so much crap to even want to do this. And so I'm like, who would I even do this? I wanted to do video games, right? So it's like, I don't know. Let's shelve it. And I was just, you know, headfirst into these podcasts that I was listening to at the time. And then I find out that you made a podcast. I was like, son of a bitch, beat me to it, man. And then so I listened to your podcast. I gave you feedback, too. You know, I know you personally, so I felt really comfortable doing that. And then you asked me to come on the show.
Obvious choice. I mean...
Well, I mean, we used to work together in a band, so there's that. We, you know, we played in a band together for a collective of like 6 years.
Yeah.
Right about. So, I mean, basically, and I've said this before on the show, and I've said this to multiple people, like what this show ended up becoming is just what we would do during band practice that pissed everybody else off.
Yeah, pretty much. just bantering about nerdy shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, sometimes Tony would chime in with shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he would. And then it would just be your dad getting pissed off.
Well, yeah, and he was pissed because it was like he didn't want to be wasting his time. You know, he was older and, you know.
That happens in bands, though.
Yeah, totally.
And not just from one perspective, but from all. But really, I guess, like, the main reason why I'm still here is because my wife hit a deer a few days leading up to the point where I was supposed to come over to the old studio and into your dad's house and actually record, because us not being able to do that in person led to us figuring out how to do it on Skype.
Yeah, and it was like the game changer.
It was, because that's when I started using these, and this was my very first way to do a podcast, was just this old PlayStation 3 headset that would sometimes cut out on audio.
Yeah.
Completely. So, like... It didn't do it for like the first two podcasts that we did together, but it did happen a couple times. But because of that, you were like, "Why don't you just stay on? We'll do this over Skype. We can do the show. And we can have interaction." And I think that's something that you were really looking forward to, because you wanted someone else to sort of jive with and talk with, so that way it wasn't just you rambling all the time.
Yeah, it was pretty much Nate's ramble cast. I mean, mm-hmm. That could have been we could have in the very early days. I could have just been like, let's just change this to ramble cast, because it was so strange. I would just I don't know if I've said this in person or if we've discussed it on the show at all. But when I started JIC, I was very formulaic 26 minutes. I want it to be an exact time of 26 minutes. I don't know why. It was like 13 is too short, but 13 is my lucky number. We'll double it, and it's, you know, twice as good, you know?
Well, and then that didn't happen on the first episode because then you had to re-upload it.
Correct. And then everything was kind of downhill from there. 4 months of not podcasting or doing anything because of a bad winter, which it is what it is, you know? I mean, that's just how shit goes. But when I got back into it on the 3 months later, you know, Pringles, right? 3 months later, Pringles.
Pringles, yeah.
I was like reinvigorated with that want to do it. There was a lot of good content coming. We had Guardians getting ready to come out. Amazing Spider-Man 2. For as much shit as that gets, I do still like that film.
The Walking Dead was really big.
I mean, it was like everything was right there, ripe for the taking, and I knew what I could talk about.
Right.
And doing that for a while by myself was cool, and I really, as early back as the first question you sent in, which was about The Walking Dead, right?
Well, it was about Negan.
Oh, I don't remember what the question was at
me either.
Right now. But you're right. It was about Negan. But back when that happened, like, I was so like lucky that I had anybody who gave any kind of a fuck about this. Mm-hmm. You know, again, this was just me in a place with this board that the people who are watching on video can maybe see a little bit of. Maybe we'll put it behind us or some shit. I don't know how that works.
Big, massive board we used when we got the band back together. Your dad bought it, and we...
September of 08.
So, like, are there still files on there from when we were recording? Are they still on there?
Yes, several.
Which I do remember what caused us a problem at one point because we were recording and it stopped because memory got too full.
Yep.
We had an episode with that. But we recorded with that for quite some time. You lined me in through Skype. And eventually my first real purchase and investment into this was a USB condenser. And really, I mean, it's an awesome microphone. And I wish there were a way to get that to use for this because I could still utilize that mic. The only problem is that I haven't been able to find the correct...
like XLR to USB?
Right. Well, because when you get them... It's always like the opposite end. You always get like the actual USB plug-in and the other side's the XLR. So you're like, it's almost like that you're using that USB as like an output.
Correct.
Sort of in some regards. But, you know, through everything there at the beginning, you know, like you invited me to come on as a guest and then I never left. You know, and you know, well, then you invited me to stick around.
I had to. We had so much fun with that two-parter. We talked for like what, like 3.5 hours that day?
It was quite a bit.
I mean, those two episodes we did together, which was Interview with a Game Pyre, and then
they were both that, but it was like Days of Future Present and then The Wrestling Dead.
Yeah, that's right, because we talked about Walking Dead and wrestling, and it was because we had literally, not that we weren't really communicating, but we just hadn't caught up like that.
Yeah,
and that was a really kind of a big deal. So it was perfect because we got to in real time like. Hey, we fucking like all the same things still. Nothing changed, you know?
Right. But then, you know, when you came along and invited me on, because you had in the logo at first, that big white...
Ugly motherfucker.
...logo, which I actually have on here.
Yeah.
I have on the computer, and of course, we're going to show it behind us if it is at all possible. Down here in the logos.
Oh, wow, you do.
I came prepared.
Can I just say, I could not have done this show as it is without you. Like, you do so much work for this show.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm very passionate about podcasting. As I said, I wanted to do it well before you started. And so the fact that you just invited me on, it was just all the more. It's like I put everything that I had into it. But that was your first logo that you created. And then the next one would sort of be like, an advancement of this?
Yeah, this is Too Many Cooks in the Kitchen, Brando. if people are looking, the comics, okay, don't know why I thought it was just, it had to be elegant, so I did that. That was stupid. And then the host, Nate Phillips, again, I just had too many fonts. Why am I doing so many fonts?
Yeah,
so I just streamlined
fonts.
It to the one. Electricity, I think, is the name of the font.
Electric or something like that. And where is it? It is two. No, it's actually three. For some reason, it's called Logo 3.
Because I think Logo 2 I uploaded with something else. Like, it's slight color variation, and we didn't like it as much, so we went with this one.
Okay.
This one.
So this was our logo for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's on the banner.
Yeah, and we'll definitely roll that out if we get a chance. But, you know, my name is there. My name is right there, you know. And not only was my name there, but you also put my name in the intro. And so what I'm going to do now is play the original intro that you made.
Wow, I've not heard this since we stopped using it.
So hopefully we have a good sound. And here we go.
And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Journey into Comics with your hosts, Nate Phillips and Brandon Stone.
By the god, you dull creature.
Damn, that still might be one of my favorite, like, I love the elements of that and how I made it. I don't like my vocal track because I was still like early on in it. But damn, that was a flash of memories like that. Oof.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I mean, we used that for a long, long, long time.
And then you actually riffed on the intro. Mm-hmm. And when you riffed it, you actually technically you did the first intro while we were still using this intro when we did the Civil War debate.
Yes.
That was the very first one that your voice was featured as a major intro.
Yeah. And the Civil War debate is a really cool episode. That's where we portrayed different congressmen or senators or whatever it was on the political debate of the registration from, like, you know, superhero registration. And like you were pro, I was against or something. And we had Silent Rob on to, you know, help us out with that, and he was like the moderator. Very difficult to do over Skype. If we ever redid that, we would be doing that in person.
Yeah, we'd make it epic as shit.
Well, the intro was epic as shit too. I can't remember what site I took this from, but it's a free song, you know, a free license for this, but let's go ahead and play this. Hopefully we can hear it.
Tonight, the podcast event you've been waiting for. Journey into Comics presents the 2015 Civil War Registration Debate, featuring your hosts, Nate Phillips and Brandon Stone.
Yeah, so for some reason it didn't play the vocal track there.
Yeah, what's up with that? That's very bizarre.
It's really weird how lining into the Zoom does this, but basically what that says is, you know, ladies and gentlemen, the podcast event you've all been waiting for, Journey into Comics presents the 2015 Civil War registration debate with your hosts, Nate Phillips and Brandon Stone. That was the first one I ever did. I did a couple different takes of it because I was trying to get it right. You know, it's very funny because, you know, only at the beginning of doing the first episode was I ever nervous. But doing that, I was actually more nervous than doing the show. Because I wanted it, because it has to present it. It has to sound right.
It's the one that does matter how it is.
Yeah, and actually, we have a logo for that. We made a special logo for that. I think you made it.
Yeah, I did. I took design elements from somebody had made something that was like minimalistic art of Civil War. The words that are up there, I put in there, but the image I didn't create. It doesn't really even say anything about Marvel. It's just colors, you know. Mm-hmm. But I do like that. We only got to use it the once.
Yeah, and actually something else that got created as a logo variant as well is the holiday bullshit.
Slapped on there. And no one ever, you know what's weird? I made these because I thought, and I don't know why I thought this, but I thought that when I selected the episode and I made that what the thumbnail was, that it would be the picture on everybody's thing. And it's not. It never did that. So this was literally never, like, I don't think anybody's probably ever seen it.
If you look onto the YouTube versions, it's there. I put it there.
Oh.
Because if you actually look on my hard drive, I have Resized, I have a YouTube, and I have a thumbnail for each one.
Wow.
So
see what I'm saying? You're so fucking well organized. Like, I barely can keep it together with what I got going on. And, like, you have this, like, down to a fucking science, man.
But, yeah, dude, we have... oh, crap, I went back to the logo.
You're trying to go to the intros again?
You're trying to go back to the intros.
Yeah, totally.
Because we definitely want to check out some of these other intros that we have. And we'll get some of the other logos here in a bit.
This has been an exciting day, by the way. We're time traveling today.
We are.
Because today, two episodes happened back to back, but they won't happen back to back how they're released.
You know, we did that again 2 years ago.
For what episode was that again?
For 50th. And then we did Metalcast.
That's right.
Metalcast didn't happen. It didn't air the next week either. It was the E3.
Yeah. I do remember that was 52 was Metalcast.
Yeah. So what we had the well, the first intro that Nate made, and then the Civil War one, and I'm hoping this one plays. I'm hoping that this one plays and that we'll be able to hear it. Hopefully, if it doesn't, then we know that's the stereo crap. Probably that messes with it. But
let's see.
This is I might have, actually, you know what? Do I have a mono version? I do have a mono version. You know what? We are going to do this just in Kizzle.
I like this. Brandon's on the fly thinking. He's just like, fuck it. I know what we're doing. Wow, he just dropped it in there like a ninja. He dropped it into Dropbox.
That's exactly what it's
That's exactly its purpose. It's perfect.
All right, so what we're going to do. All right, so this is the second intro. This is the one that I made. Did this one air first or did 50th air first?
Shit.
We'll play 50th because, really, I think 50th is like, I think 50th is like an extension of this.
Yeah, so. I think you're right. Also, at some point, we should play the 10 minute old highlight reel if you still have it.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I don't have that anymore.
Oh.
But let's go ahead and try playing the 50th, and hopefully we get some sound.
Okay.
Go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the 50th episode of Journey into Comics with your hosts, Nate Phillips.
Batman is not a goddamn robot.
Brandon Stone.
That's a glider.
And Silent Rob.
Scrotal Frostbite.
Featuring appearances by Westicles.
Hadouken.
Mike Norris.
Shit, Nate. Is a horrible thing to have.
Nick Torres.
I straight up suck that. I'm not a good dick.
Blaine Tyner.
Dear Diary. Nerd Apathetic.
Shuddy Boy.
Galactus ain't shit.
Zeke Donnelly.
My nipples will be exposed for taking.
And Decoy Octopus.
Guess that's one way to get wet.
You're gonna see some serious shit.
That's the first time we used the Back to the Future.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Okay, so you made the original intro, which has like the Doctor Who TARDIS.
Yep.
And so I wanted to keep with the time travel thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Back to the Future.
DeLorean.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. This shirt's really cool. When it glows in the dark, it actually turns to Lone Pine Mall.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, and here you can actually see where the letters are hiding.
That's cool, man.
So
yeah, like the intro that I created had the exact same "and here we go" and the Back to the Future part. So I'm not even going to play that now because we listened to it. But then you ended up making another intro because we had a change to the logo because we actually introduced a new host.
Had a change to the lineup.
We did. We added Shuddy Boy. And around the time that I... took time off for my son, Wyatt, being born. Shuddy Boy came in to fill the void, to help out. And then he kind of stuck around for a little bit as a host. And so here is the logo. Literally, we just bumped it up and added his name at the bottom.
Hey, I want to say, this is live riffing right now. But if August 15th, 16th, or 17th, you can get up to my neck of the woods, mm-hmm. Shuddy Boy will be there.
I remember you saying that. I definitely need to try and make that happen, but I want to say that was like right in the middle of the week.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
So, anyways, sorry. We're just like live riffing during the show.
Yeah, no problem. But then you added an intro.
Yeah.
And this intro added him. And this is going to blow your freaking eardrums out, guys.
I'm so sorry, everybody. Look, okay, I made this because it was like, shit, we have Shuddy coming on, and I want to adjust the thing a little bit, and I didn't want to bother Brandon with it because at the time, like, Wyatt was getting ready to be born, and all that stuff was, like, gearing up, and it was like, okay, we've got to – this is the time to just step in and do it again. You know, I think this is the only the second intro of maybe three that I've made. I think this is the last intro I made, right?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
But here we go. I'm actually going to like try to be proactive and keep this thing. I'm going to like turn it up a little bit, and then I'm going to turn it down when it gets to the point where it's going to...
Yeah, where it's going to destroy us.
And here same we intro. Go.
Joker.
I love it. It's just so perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, dude. It's...
You're listening...
I almost didn't want to get rid of it. For this
Journey time. Into Comics. A podcast about comic books.
Yeah.
Video games.
That too.
Movies.
Also.
Television.
And,
yeah. And everything nerd. With your hosts, Nate Phillips, Brandon Stone.
That's me. Wait, that's you.
And Shuddy Boy.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. That was very well done, Brandon.
Buddy, I almost forgot. But that was only on a few episodes because I heard that and just literally... I couldn't do it, man. I heard that in my car. It was like, or heard it with headphones on. You blew my eardrums out. So this one's called Intro 3.5.
I love that.
So same we Joker. We kept the Joker for a long time. I just
Ladies
felt like
and gentlemen,
it was perfect.
You're
I loved it. I thought even though we changed the back part of it,
into
it just has this nice ring.
A podcast
to it.
About
and, you know, even though
books,
we changed the intro,
video games,
to something else for the here,
movies,
we might, I might go
television,
back to because of how
and everything
it's almost
nerd
at this point.
Yeah,
with your hosts,
but I did change the
Nate
end
Phillips,
of this one.
Brandon Stone,
yeah, and Shuddy Boy,
and Shuddy Boy.
And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine,
which is hilarious. You like punked me. Switching it up from Star Wars to Spaceballs, just like you didn't do it right, damn it.
Yeah, and then we had a couple more. We had
I know there's one with there's a Negan tag, right?
I think it's five. This one I think is the is this Punisher and Batman from BVS?
Oh, tell me, do you bleed? You will. And
that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab.
No, it's a Deadpool.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Journey into Comics, a podcast about comic books.
So what we've learned is that
movies,
the everything nerd
television,
is maybe more important than
everything
saying everything
nerd
that nerd falls under.
With your hosts, Nate Phillips.
To be fair, you created
Brandon
that.
Stone.
Yes,
but it's so
and
good.
And Shuddy Boy.
Tell me.
Man,
taking
God, I wish
taken right from the trailer too.
I wish that movie was better.
It's not bad.
I know it's not terrible, but I wish it was better.
Could be better.
Yeah, it could be. That's a common theme on here, bitching about Batman versus Superman.
It is.
And talking about The Walking Dead. You
Doing
know
a lot.
Here's, yeah, dude.
Here's what? Intro 5, real quick.
Okay.
Hi. You're Rick, right?
I'm Negan.
I'm Negan.
Fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You. We just
You're
changed the
listening
beginning intro, outro.
To Journey
this is have
into
the,
Comics.
Punisher.
A podcast about comic books.
Two
video games.
He's like,
movies.
I don't remember.
Television.
It's been so long since
and
he used it.
Everything nerd.
It's weird. I listen to all these episodes and I can't remember the shit sometimes.
Nate Phillips.
You know?
Well, I think you and I just
Brandon
kind of
Stone.
Out
yeah.
And Shuddy Boy.
You know, you're one bad day away from being me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one bad day away from being me.
One bad bay.
One bad bay.
No, don't be Michael Bay. Fuck that guy.
All right.
Another
so,
common theme.
We have the Journey into Ultron intro.
I made this one.
You did make this one.
And it's weird.
It's an extra long one. It features another old Draxus song here.
Yes, I had to. It was just a beautiful little Easter egg.
This I know I had some trouble hearing this on the computer, so I hope this works.
Maybe we'll...
I was designed to save the world.
It's very difficult to hear.
People who look to the sky and see.
Yeah, that's Ultron talking.
Yeah. I wonder why the file's so low.
That's honestly that's
I'll
the way it sounded when I was trying to listen to it this morning. Now the music is like super loud.
It's because it's a stereo track.
Tonight.
That's why, because it's whatever.
It's super loud.
Journey
on one end.
Into
yeah.
comics brings
yeah,
to
you're talking
you
in the, background.
The Avengers.
I love this song,
Age
though.
Age of Ultron event.
Man.
Featuring Nate Phillips.
This was like
Brandon Stone. Sick Donnelly.
Did you mess up?
Yeah.
You messed up.
Shut
because we were only hearing one side of it. We caught it.
Wes yeah. Dickles. Nick Torres.
This is like kind of sounds like from EMS 4.
Norris.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry,
Avengers
I went back to that too.
Assemble.
Oh, I didn't even tell you.
No.
I'm playing Zelda.
Well, I mean, I
gotta ask.
Collecting shrines and whatnot. Shit's pretty difficult sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So, unfortunately, that didn't work. Maybe what I can try to do.
Superimpose.
I'll try it. You know, hopefully we don't.
Don't stress yourself out.
Hopefully I don't overlay it too bad where you can't hear it. So then, we had all these intros, all these badass intros. And then we went to 100 and literally took it back to
the beginning.
Intro 2. And then, the only thing that we did differently was we added a button. And
perfect segue, because we were wanting to talk about these buttons.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the buttons a little bit later, too.
Oh, groovy.
All right, so we're going to play this one. And this is...
Our homie.
What's up? This is MC Lars. You are listening to Journey into Comics.
Yeah.
So
I was just jamming him the other day.
Yeah, man. MC Lars, we met him at VillainsCon.
Oh, shit, you're wearing this shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt. I don't know how much you can see it. But I wore the shirt just for this episode. It's a nice little callback.
I did not have a callback. I should have wore the Goldar shirt, I guess. I didn't fucking think about it.
You know what? It's cool. But yeah, we went to VillainsCon, and it wasn't anything official. Wes and his friends got us in there. We volunteered to help them, and they would try to get us on the stage. And there's this whole big fiasco. We've talked about that before. But we did, you know, we got to go on stage, we got to meet MC Lars, we got to meet the Power Ranger villains, got to meet some Star Trek guys. We hosted panels, you did the Star Trek villains panel, which is amazing.
No, you did the Star Trek panel.
Wait, Power Ranger villains, that's what I meant. You did the Power Ranger villains panel, I did the Star Trek panel. And I had a lot of fun, even though I was super nervous and stressed.
It was one of those things where, you know, when the day came to do it, it was like, fuck, it's time to put up or shut up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I got into that zone. And I mean, by that point, I guess I had kind of, I drew the lucky card because I did mine, my panel was after we had done our show.
Yeah.
So 150 or 100, sorry, this is 150, but 100 was very much my getting, feeling confident on that stage. You didn't have that because it was your panel.
Yeah.
So you were on the fly, and that's difficult, man. I commend you for it was awesome. That was one of my favorite, you know, weekends we've had
yeah.
doing this.
And Wes got to be a taco finally. He got to do the I Am Taco.
Tell me, please tell me that you can put that picture really fucking big up here.
I'm definitely gonna try.
Yes.
Again, you know, we have the green screen behind us. So I'm gonna try and do everything I can to make this work right. I'm going to try and get that picture up. If not, I could just put it right over our faces.
Oh, sure. Yeah, just fucking do it. Yeah.
Now, a little over a year ago, I had this crazy, wacky idea to get away from doing solo casts and to move on to spinoffs.
Yeah.
And what that means is that we were originally going to be, the spinoffs were going to be exclusive to YouTube. That didn't work out so well.
It just, we weren't getting anybody to fucking even know that it was happening.
Well, it was difficult because it's all audio content and people want video. Well, they want video if it's going to be on YouTube. So we would put them on the main channel sometimes. And so in other episodes, like we'd almost do like every other one.
Yeah.
And weirdly, just, and honestly, whenever we couldn't be able to do a show, we would be like, well, I can do a show or you can do a show. And instead of it being a solo cast, it'll actually be a focused podcast about something, right?
Game Addicts.
And Game Addicts. But Journey to Wrestling aired first, I think.
Yeah.
And so this is the intro for Journey to Wrestling. This hasn't changed. We did do... I did an alternate featuring the old WrestleMania theme song.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the intro that I created for Journey into Wrestling.
To a nicer guy, it couldn't happen.
And the man of the hour, the man with the power.
Diamond Dog forever.
He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family.
And what you gonna do, Andre?
His
history beckons the Macho Man.
Yeah. The best there is, the best there was.
Austin 316 said I just whipped your ass.
Two words for ya.
Two words.
And you're some man.
The champ is here.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Honestly, that's like, I'm just going to keep it real with you. Best intro we have, hands down.
I know, I love
it. It's fucking great, dude. You hit all the classics, I mean, across the board.
It was, that was the most challenging intro I've ever done. I had to shorten the time between too sweet because it was just too long.
Yeah.
Too sweet. I had to go too sweet, and they don't do it like that.
Correct.
I had to ruin the cadence a little bit, and actually there was going to be, there was something else that got cut from that as well. I can't remember exactly what it was now, but I do remember at one point it was going to get cut. Now, Foodies is not on here.
Did you kill the? Is it an intros?
Maybe. I didn't see it though.
It's gone.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I failed.
You could just put a start one of the episodes or something. Or did you save it maybe?
Do you know what? If it's not, it's on my hard drive is what it is. But okay, so the intro for Foodies is Donatello saying, "Nice night."
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into the intro a song from Pulp Fiction.
Dick Dale's Miserable Crazy Story. Well, it's already happened by this point. People are seeing this, but we played Punk Rock Indie and debuted Static Age, the whole album. And spoiler alert, we also played Mother. I hope we get to do that. I don't know if that happened, but maybe. Maybe spoiler alert. But Dick Dale is actually performing there August 10th.
No kidding.
So like within only like less than a month, we will have like technically shared the same stage as
him. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, right on. Well, now we're going to go to the last. Well, okay. There was another spinoff at one point.
Sort of Live.
Sort of Live. And I actually have that stuff here, I think. Man, I'm having issues with my touchpad.
I noticed. You need to get yourself a fucking wireless mouse.
I have one, but my batteries are dead. So here's the logo that I created.
Love it.
It is a... Honestly, the microphone is clip art.
Perfect.
And then the sort of Live podcast, that is in the makeup of like the Sons of Anarchy font. Yeah. So, but then I have the intro, which hopefully will work.
Maybe by this point, my new show will be dropping. Because I want to add a show. We talked about that. And I don't know when that's going to happen. But anyways, I was just thinking aloud.
So this, I think this will work.
The following is a test of the emergency podcast system. This is only a test.
I didn't know what to do for an intro for this.
I like it. It's one of your most different intros.
Well, what I did is I did the connection, the old dial-up intro. And I cycled the white noise into a radio tuning. But then the outro is my favorite.
I don't know how you did that thing you did, by the way.
What?
The cycling the white noise to...
I got a sound effect of dial-up.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a sound effect of...
White noise.
Of white noise.
Uh-huh.
And then I bled them together.
Sick.
Like, I faded one out, and I overlaid the other one, faded it in, and it just... just did it on that, and like Audacity.
Nice.
All right, so this is the outro. So pretty much the outro would start playing as like we're talking, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of fades in as you're basically, what I would do is that I would always end the show the exact same way, and it would kick in.
You're perfect, yes, it's true. But without me, you're all.
Confessions of a Journey into Comics podcaster.
Huh.
When that was on Sword Alive, I was jealous as fuck. Because I was like, man, why don't we have exactly that, Brando? What are you wasting that great idea for?
Oh, man. I love it. it's so funny because I told you today that I feel like Sorta Live never really found its niche, just never really found its it. Because you have the intro that's so different, and you have that outro, which is like, what?
It's very powerful.
But then the Game Addicts podcast is the only podcast so far that has spun off into its own RSS feed.
Yep.
And so we do video and all that stuff too. So I have a couple of intros for that as well. And
it's the slightly younger brother of Journey into Comics.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have the first one that I created. Now I got 8-bit.
You have once again entered the world of the Game Addicts podcast. The podcast about video games, modern and retro, with your hosts, Random Games and Retro Zulog.
Now, this intro at the end there. Yeah, good luck.
And now you use that as the intro.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Now, see, like, what I like, some of that changed because when I used to do pickup videos, right, for the YouTube channel on GIC. And I use a different song, I Stir the 8-Bit. I kind of like that better than the Pure Evil. I like the Pure Evil. Also, you won't hear that intro on any of the episodes now. I've completely replaced it and retconned it with...
Wow. With
the new one, yeah.
You altered the timeline and you didn't fucking tell me?
Yeah.
Like, seriously? That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's sad, too.
But I have the original. Whoa! Wait, what?
What?
That's not the original. It's blue. And then I have that, which has the Journey into Comics presents. Yeah, that's back when it was still completely under the umbrella. And then on this one, that is the
new logo.
New logo. And then that is supposed to be.
There it goes.
Which is all I did was fill that spot in where I lined up the A's and put a DualShock controller in there.
Genius.
And if you zoom in all the way on it, which would probably be distorted now, but when I created it, instead of saying Sony on it, I put Game Addicts.
Wow. Actually, I can tell very faintly.
But, yeah, the second intro for Game Addicts.
Good luck.
I'm such a fan of your show. And it's so cool because I will have already been on a show that I've not yet been on tomorrow.
Well, you've been on there once before.
Well, yeah, no. Well, no, actually, a couple more than once. I think I was on an early episode, right?
You were on the Xbox episode.
But I was on an episode before that, right? Like early? Like episode 2 or something? Didn't I come on?
I can't remember. We'd have to go back and look at that. That'd be interesting. If that's the case, then my numbers game that I'm going to do later might be wrong.
Uh-oh.
But then there's a new intro.
For Game Addicts?
Mm-hmm.
Are you debuting it right now?
Well, because we have all these spinoffs, right?
Yeah.
And so we have the foodie spinoff,
Wrestling
spinoff,
yep.
The gaming spinoff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, sure, yeah.
Silent Hill.
All right. So what we're going to have to end up doing here is replaying it because it only played one side of the channel.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah. I was like, wow, that is really loud noise. That
really blows. So what we're going to do here.
Are you going to unplug it temporarily?
Yeah.
And listen through the thing?
What we're going to do. Hold on. You're going to stay in. So that way you can hear it.
Oh, you could just plug in directly into the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, you're a genius.
So, yeah. All right, so we're going to play this.
Okay, turn this down just a pinch or it's going to blow me away.
All right.
Cool.
Warning. This is a podcast. Join me, Dave, at a podcast.
Really? Way to keep a secret, guys. Really? Really? Should we bring our guest on now?
By all means.
Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Journey into Comics. He's going to cross into the camera. Don't knock anything over, please. Dr. Dongo Richie himself, Dick Blaine Tyner, which, again, you know, Dear Diary Mood Apathetic, I didn't know you when that was on our intro, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy with this weird fucking thing? And now you're like one of my favorite people. So how's it going?
It's going great. It's going
absolutely great. Was today's show not Journey into Comics, but in fact Podcastrophe, like episode zero or some shit?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. So you have plans?
I have plans.
Oh, I'm excited to.
I you know, it was supposed it turned into just a surprise for you, but it was supposed to be a surprise for Brandon.
Uh-oh.
But because. Okay, this is how it all started. So, I think about two, maybe 3 weeks ago, I was really, you can ask Brandon, I was struggling at work. I was like, man, it's been like a couple weeks since I did a segment. What am I don't even know what the hell to talk about. I don't know what to talk about. He's like, dude, you just need to do your own podcast. And I took it one or two, I took it two different ways. I was like, one, I took it, dude, quit piggybacking off of us. And I took it in a more positive way as well, which was, dude, you know what you can do. I know you're good at it.
Just do it.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah, man.
So I spent like the rest of the day thinking, you know what? I can do this. And I have live streaming capability. And then so...
Is he going to get in on the bill and put his show on our network? Or are you starting your own RSS?
I think I'm going to start my own RSS.
Sick.
But so then our last week before our shutdown, we're sitting there working together and we're talking about the Metalcast. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to start calling the Metalcast Podcastrophe. I'm like, don't do that.
Don't
like,
do that.
It's like, why not? Well, I'm going to use it.
Well, here's the thing. Live on episode 150, so this is like archived documents, okay?
Uh-huh.
You have to at least get to episode 10.
Yeah.
At least, okay? Because I think you could be really awesome at this. I've said it a couple times, and Podcastrophy's cool. It seems like you have been able to buy the name off of your former partner or bargain with it or what have you.
Well, okay, I came up with the name Podcastrophy.
Ooh.
Which is why I told him I wanted to use it, because I do want to use it.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I gave it to them to use first. It's
true
just
fact.
Like, it's not past the statute of limitations yet.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so like I want to say Nick came up with the name Podcastastrophe. And I'm like, man, that's a little bit too much of a mouthful. Why don't you just shorten it to Podcastrophy? And his eyes lit up.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so... On an episode 52, we got you. And episode 150, we got you.
Oh, you fucks.
Well, what was funny is that I played it the first time and it failed. Because it didn't play any of the any of the voice. It just had the music.
Yeah.
Because it messed up. And then he was like, Silent Hill? So he didn't, thankfully, he didn't.
I thought I heard it going on and there I'm like, that doesn't sound like my intro. Like, right. What's going on?
It just, it did. It sounded very Silent Hill. Well, like the siren going off, shit turning, well, see, popping off, and then it turning into... Like crackles.
I'm so glad that you didn't pick up on it, though, that you didn't even remember it or like, pick up on it,
because it's very similar.
Well, I know it's very similar because once I heard the actual track, I was like, oh yeah, duh, I should have known. But like in the moment, I was just like, game addicts, game addicts, game addicts, game addicts.
We don't
like,
have a third intro. Well,
that's good. That's that was a I great
lied.
Surprise.
I lied,
man.
Before we move on here, now we're gonna go to the buttons. Now, Blaine doesn't really need to hear the buttons. I mean, if he wants to take my headphones to hear them, I guess he can.
Yeah. Are you going to play both of those sure. Brando WWs? Because you should. Because there are subtle differences that are hilarious.
So which one do you want me to play first?
The first one, and then the second one. Sorry.
All right. So these are some buttons. Now, what buttons are just little snap clippets of the show that we've played randomly, and at times where other guests cannot hear them. So this is... Brandon's Wonder Woman comment.
That didn't fucking play.
It didn't. Oh, it didn't play at all?
No.
Oh, I have the volume down. My bad, dog.
It's okay.
All right.
Oh, you plugged in.
I'm really looking forward to see Wonder Woman finally come on the big screen.
Me too.
It's so good, dude. I died when I heard that. I was like, oh my God, that's a perfect button.
All right, so
here's the subtle difference.
I'm really looking forward to see Wonder Woman finally come on the big screen.
Oh, the that's the shortened one. The second one, you have a tag after it, but we were laughing over it, so you might want to go back and...
Wait, which one?
That one, yeah. And we'll be silent this time.
I'm really looking forward to see Wonder Woman finally come on the big screen.
Me too. It's just because I said me too.
Me too.
And then we have... all right, so you heard this earlier on one of the intros. This is Nick Torres, our good friend.
I'll straight up suck that Metal Gear dick.
Infamy.
Said that on the Nerds of the Roundtable one.
Yep.
And then we have Seek Donnelly, our good friend Seek. I don't know if this ever made air.
I think it did.
Did it make air?
Yeah, because I think this was just a me and him one-on-one episode.
Okay. Well, this is him just saying...
Just take it all like a good little slut.
The ga-ga-ga-ga at the end gets it from him. Now, on this next one, I don't know if this made error either.
I think this was when you guys were riffing because I dropped out.
We tried to do...
Actually,
yeah.
Prop time. Oh, sure, yeah, give these to me. We're going to do a game with these soon.
We did a series, only like three of them, called Comic Club, where we basically did a book of the month, and we reviewed a book. Well, we did Watchmen, and we only got about halfway through because we did 3 hours to get six issues in.
Oh, geez.
Because we kept having internet problems with this guy.
Yep.
He kept dropping off, and he was recording on that big old board. So, literally, at times, there would just be myself. Oh, sorry, buddy.
No, you're right.
Myself, Shuddy, and Seek talking. And we ended up getting, we were trying to figure out a time where we can meet up again and finish this.
Mm-hmm.
And you were busy. I was busy. And then Shuddy was busy.
And then I only read Wikipedia.
So. You're right. But then, so Seek comes in and says, clearly you guys don't like comics.
Clearly you guys hate comics.
Well, I'm going to see Wu-Tang.
Going to see Wu-Tang. Oh, man.
Dude, that made me laugh so hard. But he was serious.
Oh, yeah. He was totally serious.
I didn't realize it. Okay, so this last one also did not make air.
Because this is on my side of things.
Yeah, because we kept trying to come back in and just start up again, and we're going to edit this thing together. And of course, we're talking about Watchmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Nate comes back in and says...
A double fail.
All right, so when we come back, I'm going to talk about Rorschach's blue cock.
Except for Rorschach isn't the blue guy. Dr. Manhattan's the blue guy. But I was so flustered at
but
that
But what if he does have a blue cock?
Maybe. I thought he had ink block. Ink blot cock. That's hard to say.
And of course, for Journey to Wrestling, this golden nugget.
Hello, this is Jerry the King Lawler from WWE SmackDown, and right now you're listening to Journey into Wrestling. I don't know why you're listening, but you are.
Do you want to know something crazy? Hmm. So we go to the King's restaurant in Memphis,
mm-hmm.
and sit down, and we order our food, and I'm like, it'd be hilarious if King walked in right now. Boom, he walks in. Swear to God, it was just like I commanded him into the room. And I was like, whoa. So I walked up to him, and he's like, hey, do you guys want to get a picture with me in the King's chair? So Veronica and I got pictures with the King and his King's chair in his restaurant.
His throne,
yeah.
his King's chair. The game of King chairs.
Episode title. But anyways, we went back and ate our food, and like we were sitting there.
The battle for the Iron King chair.
Is this going to be like the PBS version of fucking Game of Thrones?
Yes. Oh, man.
Game of King chair.
There's a Sesame Street bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a Game of Chairs where they play musical chairs.
Oh, my God.
But
too good.
So we were eating, and then I was like, fuck. Why did I not have him like record a tag? So I'm like, okay, now I got to go back up to this guy. I look like a total douche. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you this other favor.
Are you alright,
so,
pal?
Yeah, I'm laughing. It was just I was laughing
like,
so hard.
I'm like, you're really getting emotional about this. Like, it's really
it's gripping. Oh, it hurts.
This touched a really tender cockle of your heart.
No, I was just laughing at you laughing at me with the king's chair.
And we're back to it.
We're good.
Yeah. Anyways, so I walked up to him and I was like, hey, Mr. Jerry the King Lawler.
You didn't say it like that.
Hey, Mr. Jerry the King Lawler.
I actually said, hey, King. And I was like,
so you're on that level with him already.
I just said, fuck it.
Hey, King, what's up?
I did. That's how I am, man. I give people nicknames. It's what I do.
Had one, so.
Well, I mean, I just said the nickname, you know? Oh,
okay.
I was like, can you record like a little intro for my podcast, Journey into Wrestling? And he's like, what's it called? And I was like, Journey into Wrestling. And he's like, okay. And I was like, I'm just going to push this button, just record it on my phone. And he one-taked that exactly like that, perfectly. Nice. Even added the tag that I did not tell him to do. I was just like, could you just be like, this is Jerry the King Lawler, and you're listening to Journey into Wrestling? That's all I asked for. And he did that. And I was like, whoa. The consummate professional. And then 2 weeks later, he got accused of beating his girlfriend, which ended up being not true or some bizarre.
It was a misunderstanding. Apparently, the lawyer represent both of them, went before the judge and said, this is absolute misunderstanding. Both of them are in the wrong. Blah, blah, blah. There was nothing. Things that she was saying is wrong, you know, and she's admitting it. Whatever. It was all water under the bridge at that point.
Gotcha.
Because we stopped using it at that time because we didn't want to be like, hey, we promote a dude that, you know, allegedly did that.
That's the classic Morgan Freeman line from The Dark Knight. We don't want to be tied up with, how does he say it? He's like, we don't want to do business with whatever it is that you're accused of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that.
That's when he flies all the way over to Hong Kong. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, about the king, like with that, he now has his own podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it called King's Chair?
If not, it should be. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the King's Chair with your host, Jerry the King Lawler.
Oh, shit.
This is me sitting in my chair with a microphone talking about the things.
Oh, damn.
Talking about the things.
The stuff.
And the stuff.
And things.
Hey, that's a classic. Stuff and things.
You know what's also a classic is, you know what? We hit the 50th milestone. We had the most people on of all of our podcasts.
That was the dumbest best day of my life.
But I went through recently.
Oh, wow.
Tallied through every episode. Now, these might be within a margin of error. I'm only human. And I went through on each podcast and looked and see who was talking on this podcast. I have a final tally, guys.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do here is basically, as I read down the list, I'm going to be thanking you for being on this podcast.
Oh, man. You're so fucking generous.
So, Nate, thank you for being on this podcast.
But hold on. Seriously, though, thank you for being a part of my podcast. Because, as I've said, and I'll just say it again, if you don't join this show, it isn't what we're doing now. It might not be going still. And this has given me a whole new creative drive. So, and look at what we've done. We've inspired some dude like Don Garicci to do a podcast, and Veronica podcasts, and Poor Boy podcasts, and Mike Norris podcasts.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Right.
It's huge.
And I have to correct him on that podcast sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Which tomorrow, when we do the GameX podcast tomorrow, I'm gonna be making fun of that a lot for that episode, because that is the sequel to an episode that we did that was a big gaffe on his part that we still reference on the show
today. Oh yeah, the PS1 PS2 fuck up.
Yeah,
wrong game on wrong system.
Yeah. Okay, so Nate, you have currently 129.
129. I guessed 121 or 112.
You said 112.
Yeah, 112.
I have 118.
Wow.
Yep. So we've been almost consistently about 10 apart.
Do you have more than me?
No.
No, 121 to 1.
You have 129.
129.
I have 118.
Oh, gotcha.
There was one period that I counted here from episode 83 to episode 120. You and I both had the exact same number of episodes that we were on.
Whoa.
33 apiece. Other than that, it's like you had 34. This from 1 to 40. 34, I had 29. You had 34, I had 30. Then on this last run, you had 27, I had 25. That was from 121 to 146.
The gap is when you went on hiatus, mm-hmm. obviously.
Actually, no, I went on hiatus during this big segment right here.
Wow.
But it was just how we did stuff. So coming up next for the most appearances on this show is Blaine, is Dick.
Dude.
Hey, hey, hey. You are now at 16. You have surpassed everybody else. Because right after you is Mike at 15, then it's Shuddy at 14, then it is Wes at 14.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you're even above Wes.
Shit.
And then it drops off Silent Rob is 12, but really that's a very inaccurate number.
It could be 150 for all we know. Like,
literally, he's on shows where he's not on.
Correct.
Like, he's like, seriously, like, we have done shows where he's sitting right over there. And yes. Then he usually comes in and says something, and then participates for like
mm-hmm.
like a couple sentences. So he's technically on the show. I mean,
but he's not mic'd up. No, he's not okay. A guest.
So we have a lot of other ones here because there's a lot of, I guess I'm having brain farts now as I'm trying to think of the right words. Nuances with how this is done, because I believe did I write it down? Okay, Journey into Wrestling 13.
Okay.
The end of year awards is the last episode to be considered a Journey into Comics episode of all the spinoffs. Because what we did before is that we would just put it up as a JIC entry, and all the other episodes are on YouTube. After that, all episodes, it was beginning of this year. The beginning over into this year in January, we said every episode of every podcast goes up on this channel and is just dignified with a different title, episode number, and name. So that was the beginning of it.
Yep.
And so any episode of Game Addicts, Sort of Live, Foodies, Journey to Wrestling that happened before that are all considered Journey to Comics episodes.
Correct.
So that is where you get Veronica. She is on, did I write her down? Yeah, 3, 4.
Because she's on the Breaking Bad retrospective. Episode,
but she's just hanging out.
But like, she's just listening live.
I think she did say some stuff, which is why she kind of counts. But of course, she's your co-host on Foodies Watching Movies.
I appreciate her so much.
And she was also on an episode recently where we talked about Rogue One.
Yeah.
And so she was actually on Journey to Comics.
Yeah.
Then you want to go into we had Ben. No, Seek. Let's do Seek next. Our good friend Seek Donnelly. he has been on the show 6 times. Random episodes. He was on 50th. He was on He was on Ultron.
Because Ultron, what we did is over the course of the day, mm-hmm. we recorded. I actually recorded all day.
Yeah.
Because I recorded a morning cast and then a night cast.
Yep.
So that was awesome.
And then you have guys like Poor Boy's been on 2 episodes, of course.
Foodies co-host.
And then he was also with you more recently on Journey.
Yeah, we did the CW.
Mm-hmm. And then you also had Cody and Tim.
Yep.
They were on 2 apiece. They were on Cherry Poppin'.
Yep.
And then the last Holiday Bullshit.
That's right. Yep.
And then I did not, like, of course, you have a lot of one-timers. You have Anthony Schoen, Kevin Kraft, who was on 50th.
Yeah.
You have Sarah. She was on Holiday Bullshit. You have Neil.
Yep. Young Neil was on.
Young Neil.
Now is not so young Neil. He's like teenage Neil. Young adult Neil. Then.
You have my wife, Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
And Mike's wife, Joanna.
She peed herself almost on that episode.
Yes, that was on the second ever Holiday Bullshit, which I won that one.
Hey, by the way, Holiday Bullshit, if people are confused what the hell Holiday Bullshit is, but this is our banner. I'm going to just throw it down there for now because that's how I do.
So for the YouTube people, bigger, blacker box. We actually have a game we're going to do with cards later. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
And pretty hilarious. Blaine, I'm so sorry. Thank you. obviously.
Why are you sorry?
So.
Why are you sorry?
On episode, was it 132? Was it this one?
Yes.
We appeared at LaFeeCon live show, and we got to host all the panels. Now.
That was dope.
As a side to that, one thing that we got to do was record those panels and put those up as episodes. So the following people were technically appeared on the show, and they all agreed to do so.
Yep.
You know, and we because we all went to talk to them and made sure that they were cool with it. And so I'm going to be name dropping a lot of people here and giving thanks to you guys as well. Of course, Nick Maxson appeared first mm-hmm. on that day on the live show. Of course, he was also just recently on Metalcast 4, along with Colby. Got your name right this time. A lot better than Derek.
Hey, don't judge me.
I'm judging.
Okay.
But I want to give big thanks to Brian K. Morris, of course, author. Great guy. We actually met him at Villains Con.
He's so nice.
Yeah. Well, see, it was so cool because when we were getting everything set up and everything on Day of LaFeeCon, I saw him and I'm like, he was at Villains Con. He had to have been. So I went and introduced myself and I asked him, was he at Villains Con? He goes, yeah, yeah. And then he remembered us.
Yeah.
You know, because he was right next to Philo Barnhart.
Yep.
Hit their tables because they're friends. So Brian K. Morris, big shout out to you. Mark Rakup.
With Fiberglass Freaks. They do the 66 Batmobile.
Mm-hmm, they do replicas of the 66 Batmobile. Big thanks to you. Of course, James Holzclaw, Kevin Steiner from the Wabash Paranormal Crew. Becoming seemingly, we're almost destined to become friends at this point.
Correct, especially if that other news that we were talking about for episode 200 comes to life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, perfect.
And then, of course, we have John Tyler Christopher, local artist, comic book artist. We actually...
Come back to our show!
Yeah, dude, we want you back on. Hey, do you want to do me a big favor,
Blaine? What's that?
Go over to that green bag over there.
Carefully.
I can do this.
Okay. Right.
And in front, there is a bag. It's like a little... it's a goodie bag from LaFeeCon.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, man. Also, on the list here to thank is Andy Cordy, not Derek.
Yeah. Sorry. Again... The whole thing with that was just poor timing. I usually introduce myself. Andy Cordy was very busy. Andy Cordy was busy, and I thought, why don't I just ask this person who's at his table? And he's like, Derek, whatever. And I was like, oh, this guy's name is Derek. Great. And then we got on stage, and I felt like a schmuck.
So this cover is done by John Tyler Christopher. It's all blue, except on the backside. Got this neat little how they did the costume
thing. It's Miss Marvel minimalist.
Yep. Now he is also very, very famous right now and getting very popular in the Star Wars comic universe. All right, Mike.
Dongo has to pee. Apparently,
that's like Mike's gimmick. You're all infringing and stuff.
That's Blaine's MO.
So, what was the first spinoff to debut?
Oh, shit. Technically, the first spinoff was Sword Alive.
Boom.
I mean, easy, dude.
Because it was episode zero, and it was originally called Unnamed Podcast. Episode zero. And I went back and became that. Who was the first guest after me?
First guest after you is Westicles.
No.
Silent Rob. Silent Rob.
Adventures in Game Hunting.
Yep. We had him on first. That was the Lego conversation mm-hmm. with me, Austin Powers, PPing.
Yeah.
They got cut.
So, I didn't really say thank you, but thank you, Dick, Blaine, Dongo, Richie, for being on the podcast as well. Nick Torres, thank you. You've had 8 appearances on the show. It's been a while, brother.
Got to get you back on sometime.
Mm-hmm. We got to talk some shit. And, of course, thank you, Silent Rob. Big thanks to you. Always hanging around. Always never know when he's going to come around the damn corner. We did an episode of Game Addicts, and he uh-huh. showed up, didn't even know it, and his head starts peering around Mike's steps. And Mike is like, we got a wild Rob. And I went, what the hell?
Rob doesn't really know this, but he's like kind of become our tour dad.
Yeah.
Because we're going to stay with the McNeelys. We will have stayed. Fucking time travel, man. But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob's a great dude, and I'm really grateful that he's been a part of this show. He spawned off and did Sort of Live with you. He's made appearances on almost every show we have. I think Foodies is maybe the only one, because I think he was on a little bit of Journey into Wrestling.
He was on Foodies with me doing the Batman episode.
That's right. That is right. I totally forgot.
Because he came up with me that weekend instead of Mike. Which, Mike, thanks to you for being on the podcast. Wes, Westicles, I am Taco himself.
Bam, one more time. Taco.
Thank you for being on the podcast. Matt Milliken, one episode under your belt, doing the ghost hunting stuff. Thank you for being on the podcast.
He's been on two.
He has called.
He called. Yeah, he did. He did call in.
Is it just the one time or more times?
It might have been more than once.
Okay.
I did forget about that. See, I also, when I did this list, I went through like who is listed as an actual like guest. So that's where the Rob gets an asterisk. Mike, or Mike maybe, because Mike has been kind of like hanging out doing one before.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Rob has done the same thing. You have done the same thing too, kind of. Thank you to Shuddy Boy for coming
obviously
on, being on the show, and for being a host there for a little bit and helping us out. That's awesome.
Totally. Probably going to be a Shuddy comeback special here real soon.
That'd be awesome. I can't wait. Seek Donnelly, our friend from out west, thank you so much for coming on our little podcast and sharing with us your awesome wisdom. It's great to have you on. We want to get you back on. We need to finish Watchmen is what we need to do.
Correct.
Kevin Kraft from Mad Scientist.
One timer.
Yep.
He's a very busy human, and I was very lucky for our show that he was like, sure, 50th, let's do it. Let's rock it out. He was a great guest. He had a lot of fun. He is a $20 bill. That was his random origin, was $20 bill.
You were right. We didn't do random origins with Colby.
Because they were not.
They were not here.
Yep.
They had to split. Anyway, where was I at? Oh. Cody, your friend Cody.
Cody McCraw, my homie.
Tim.
Yep, Tim Wright.
Thank you guys for being on the show.
Love Ben, those dudes. Grateful for them.
Ben Krieger.
He's sneaking up there as the most timed guest that's not going to become a part of this show full time.
Right.
Because he's been on four now.
Now, Ben also did us a big solid. We didn't talk about this yet.
We saved it, though.
Yeah,
timing.
Nate surprised me with a new logo for the 100th episode last year, and of course that is the logo, that is the current logo. I like the little panels in the back, make it look like a comic, whatever. Of course it said 100th episode, right? And once I found out, I had a whole bunch of
can we do this,
and he was so accommodating for us.
Did it day of, dude, within minutes.
Yes, he was on it, man. And tell you what, did us a really good solid for this. And of course, something that we need to talk about with Ben Krieger and also Ed, his buddy Ed, who's only on the one of the episodes that we were on. But every time Ben has been on the show, we've been talking about something, Nate.
What's up? Oh, what are we talking about when Ben and Ed have been on the show? I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just said Ed, and I was like, what did Ed do?
No,
I don't know.
I said, each time Ben has been on, we've talked about something.
Gotcha.
And then
sorry.
You looked at me like it was like going. Like I was looking at you, and you were just going.
Well, let me pull up.
And those burgers were good earlier.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, those burgers were delicious. But actually, you know what? Fuck using this plastic. You gotta show this thing off for real, because this is a beautiful comic made by our friend Ben and Ed. They signed it. That's Ben and that's Ed. Black Suit of Death #1. It's an amazing comic. There's a masturbation scene in it.
All right.
That's tastefully done.
tasteful masturbation.
Oh, also psychic tacos. I forgot about that. Psychic tacos. They Jar Jar. Oh, that's one thing I didn't talk to him about was Jar Jar.
All the Jar Jar appearances.
Damn it. I had it.
Jar Jar alum car. Alum
yeah.
Car?
Yeah. Okay. He's just being spoofy, you know. He's hilarious. He's also got, there's a GTA panel where dudes playing GTA
also,
2.
Also, you said you might be a little concerned about that. Don't worry. It's tongue in cheek.
Correct.
I think you'd be good at it. But the Jar Jar references here, of course, they're playing D&D. So it's very, the dude covering up his junk. And then it says, Missa, 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 it's time to wake up. That's his alarm clock.
Oh, my God. cringing hard.
Oh, man. Then a little while later, flip through channels. And it's like a twilight. You know, we can't be together forever. Say it. You're a vampire. Click. Imagine you and me together eternally. Click.
Misa gonna die. Click.
Yeah. They did a great job with this book. Really. I mean. Oh, that's like a very beautifully laid Easter egg that just, oh, wow. I just ripped that even more. Damn.
You have to get a.
I have more at home. I'll just have to rebag and board it. But
now, big thanks to you for coming on. And we also had George and Justin on during that segment in between episode 83 and 100. Because I was actually there for this one. I've actually not been able to. Well, was I ever? I've never been on with the Black City Death Guys.
No, you guys have never interacted.
It's never worked out.
Correct.
But I was when we talked to these guys.
Because you were up in my neck of the woods and we recorded this. Speak No Evil dudes, Justin and George are great dudes. They actually have appeared twice because they did a commercial for Speak No Evil 2. I think Speak No Evil 3's Kickstarter is about to drop. We're going to try to get those guys on. Last time it was a little bit of a scheduling conflict. They're doing a podcast, Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast. It's really good. They're weird and hilarious. But this book is phenomenal. And if you guys just want something that's honest and different to read, Speak No Evil. It's witchcraft and craziness. That was a really poor sales pitch for that book.
We've had one other dude on with Kickstarter comics.
Of course, I totally fucked up.
You forgot to bring the book, unfortunately. I read our good friend Todd Black. We met him at VillainsCon.
Yes, sir.
And he actually interacted with us because he disagreed with something about Batman v Superman. Oh, that Batman v Superman, he thinks it was better than Civil War.
Correct.
Yeah. He disagreed and he argued points. He's thought about it. That was on episode 100.
Correct. That was a very awesome banter that we had with him. Because it was just like honest, spontaneous. He rushed up towards the stage. He had things to say. Uh-huh. 100 was really fun. I really wish we had the camera set up like we do now then. Because, man, there are some moments from that day that didn't get captured that would have been really special. Brandon's panel, as we talked about with the Star Trek people from Deep Space Nine and Philo, who was an animator and did work on the first Star Trek movie.
He's also worked as an animator for Disney.
Correct. Did Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest one that he worked on.
Yeah.
But you can buy like artwork from him where he's done like custom work with those characters. Like he has like he has an artwork where you can buy Ariel eating sushi, so he's eating flounder.
Oh yeah. No, it's Ursula.
Ursula?
She's eating Ursula. Okay. Which is kind of dirty in a different way.
Right.
But, you know.
But, yeah, you know, it's really cool. we have we've had so many people on the show over the years. Of course, we're missing out on somebody very important. Our good buddy Patrick has been on the show, technically only on Journey to Wrestling, but since that appeared over on the main feed.
Correct.
He technically has two appearances under his belt for Journey to Comics. Now.
Is that everybody?
I believe that's everybody.
Damn, can I see that? Is it cool if I just like look this over? Yeah. This is interesting.
Now, we're going to read the biology report. Now, you read this early on.
It's one of my first
episode
bits.
Episode 2 of Journey to Comics.
Oh, wow.
Now, this really exists. You had this physically for a long time.
It's somewhere. I'll just have to find it.
This is really, really poorly written. And basically, to read it, you have to read it as it's written.
Yeah.
I mean.
I really look forward to this.
Okay. So I actually had to turn my brightness up.
You guys have been talking about this all night, and I'm ready to hear
it. Well, initially, we were going to do our Cards Against Humanity game with you with this thing instead. But it's already really difficult to read, so you would have been just lost. And what we're going to do is... an old bit that I kind of quasi-borrowed from Mad Scientist Party Hour. They did the voice jammer, and that's what they used to the Ellis Show used for Mike from Linkin Park and whatnot. So I just thought, like, it'd be hilarious to put that on Blaine, who doesn't really know what it's going to do, turn it up to 11, and have him try to read all of our custom cards that I made for Holiday Bullshit 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Vertebrates have backbones and they all move. There are 5 classes of vertebrates. They are birds, mammals, amphibians, fishes, reptiles.
They can be all different, but I'm only to tell you two. Birds move by fling. And other hand, mammals move by their legs and feet. Birds birds breathe by their lungs, and fish breathe by their gills, and others breathe their skin. But I'm going to tell you about one. Oh, I messed this up already. I'm not even have it in the voice jammer. I'm going to tell you about the one is birds.
The birds. One is birds. That one gets me every time.
Birds have hollow bones and are covered by feathers. Oh, hold on. Birds have hollow bones and they are covered in feathers. Two is mammals. Mammals breathe with their lungs. And their erectiles are covered with their watertight Sally skin.
Read that again. Watertight. I heard salad skin. Watertight salad skin.
It's fucking better than what's on the page.
And their eye reptiles are covered with their watertight Sally skin.
Oh, Sally skin.
Amphibians move with their feet. Hold on. Amphibians move with their legs and feet. Mammals, well, they walk with our feet.
They borrow our feet.
Human, get over here.
And fish, they move with their swim bladder and fines.
And fines?
Swim bladder and fines.
And birds, they fly high in the sky. It's been so long since I've read this. It's even funnier when you read it aloud because you feel like an idiot.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Fishes are covered with scales, and they are sliming so they can move fast in the water. Reptiles are covered with watertight Sally skin. It wasn't a mistake. He meant it. He put it twice.
He meant it. This was not a typo. Oh. He meant it. He fucking meant it.
They are well protected. Birds are covered in feathers so they can fly high in the sky. Amphibians have special features, and they are metamorphous. Birds also have special features. They are hollow bones. Mammals have merry glands so they can remember to work.
They have merry glands? They have merry glands.
They have merry glands.
Oh my god.
Vertebrates all have some type of bones or cartilage. Cartilage. Did he actually spell that right?
I don't know. Let me see.
It's I-L.
Cartilage.
Cartilage. Vertebrates all have some type of bones or cartilage. So they are not just a
So they are. Keep going. Keep going. You can't just leave me hanging there.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
I was waiting for you to get back to it. I wanted to name a band Pile of Mouse because it's so fucking perfect.
Pile of what?
Pile of Mouse. That's what he wrote. Pile of Mouse. Our first hit was going to be Swim Bladder and Vines.
Vertebrates all have some type of bones or cartilage, so they are not just a pile of mouse. There are five caseous vertebrates. They have two ways to tell them apart, and now you know how to when you want to, when you won't to.
No, reread that last one here. It says there are five caseous of vertebrates, and the have two ways to tell them apart, and you know how to tell them when you won't to. Oh shit.
How did you become in possession of this letter? Of this?
I was gonna report? Say, what is the backstory behind this?
Okay, let me.
What's the origin story of this?
You want to know where the journey began?
Let's hear the journey.
Okay, so
into biology report.
I was at school one day, and this gentleman, he who shall not be named, unless you go on my Instagram at Drax_Rocker.
It's not edited out anyway.
And it's not the British actor that played Alfred.
The second one, or the third one, the one in BVS. The same name, different guy.
That's oddly specific of a name.
I know.
He asked me to proofread it. Swear to God.
Oh, man.
And I couldn't bring myself to tell him it was good or anything, so I just dodged him until I knew that assignment would have probably already had to have been in.
Oh, I would have been like, dude, this... I'm going to have to rewrite mine.
This person allegedly ended up with a long withstanding trouble with the law. So, kind of a product of his environment. But, man, that letter is just gold. It's comedy fucking gold. Swim bladder and fines gets me every time.
Pile of mouse
is great. I even made a logo for Pile of Mouse.
Salad.
Yeah, watertight Sally skin.
Salad skin.
That was great. When you said salad skin, salad? I was like, shit. No, the water Pile of Mouse logo was like Star Wars font, but it was like Pile of Mouse. I still want to do that someday.
You should just get an actual logo drawn up of a pile of mice. It's called Pile of Mouse. Like Pile of, and underneath the pile.
Mouse.
And it's just like a bunch of mice, like a pyramid, just like, all like flat about, like very crudely drawn.
That doesn't. I'm trying to wrap my head around that particular. Pile of Mouse.
We have one more prop to show, and it's the banner.
Okay.
And do you just want Blaine and I to just, like, because you're in the middle, just, like...
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Okay.
I'm going to stand up, folks. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Don't break nothing.
Okay. Take that. I don't know how this is going to show up on camera.
Probably not really good at all.
Okay. Let's just go over Brando's head here. Oh, on top of his head here.
Hello.
Oh, it's got to go lower B. There you go. This is, now talk. Pull it, talk. From the corners. Yeah. We made this shit. It's cool.
We only used it a couple times.
Yep. We need to use it more, but we can't.
I like this little design you had for like the Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yeah, that was really cool. I like that. Cool. I dig that.
Looks like a bullet hole.
Yeah.
Different colors.
Yeah.
Back when I did design work, I did a lot of stuff very similar to that.
And I just used, like, the most primary color for each thing. Like, Facebook is a blue app. YouTube is red.
Yeah.
I don't know why I chose white for Instagram, but it makes it kind of patriotic the day after.
Yeah.
Fourth
yeah. Patriot motherfucker, you.
I'm just going to be off screen for a minute, folks, gathering myself.
Oh, man.
Is it almost time for Blaine to suffer?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh shit, we're not recording. I'm kidding.
That's
a total joke.
Oh, dude, no, don't. Don't even do that. That's not even cool, bro.
I would have been so sad.
Whoa, bro.
The other Nate.
Bro.
You know what? He always gave, like, Nick and you shit for doing a podcast. But I think he would be podcast gold.
He would be.
No, he totally doesn't understand podcasts.
No, he doesn't.
And he doesn't understand podcasts and why anyone would ever bother to listen to them. But literally,
well, Nate, like, when you're listening to this, because I know you will, because secretly you love our podcast, come on to our podcast, and this Nate will battle that Nate in Nate versus Nate debate.
Wow.
Hey, why don't we make this an episode of Podcastrophy?
Oh, yes. Yes. He's, is he a metal dude?
He likes metal. He's not.
Is he opinionated as fuck?
No. You just don't know what he's gonna say.
Oh, that's groovy. That's like riding a bull.
He's very burnt out.
Very.
Very intelligent.
Totally.
Very burnt out. I mean, so much that he uses the word bro at like a cent, I guess, like a period, bro.
What's up, bro? You know how he started using that?
Because it annoyed somebody, right?
It was because of Whitest Kid You Know.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have swore he started saying it so often because it annoyed somebody.
Well, I think he started doing it and it did annoy somebody, and then he just kept doing it. Yeah, I just realized that kind of like our angle's off a little bit, so we're like kind of off to one side.
And just crop me over here.
I can't crop nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are gonna do the voice jammer next. But yep. Use your headphones.
I'm gonna give you my phone.
Your phone? It's gonna get your fucking phone, eh?
Don't text any dick pics to anybody. Oh wait, you can't because my fucking camera's broken.
Well, it's okay. They're already on in the gallery.
No, not my dick pics.
No, mine are in there. Don't worry.
Mine?
Yeah, I slipped them in. Don't worry.
So, I get it.
Oh, I see. You did a slipped it in with a cock joke. That was good. Penis, haha.
penis, ha.
Okay. How far does this reach?
Oh, quite far.
Quite far.
Yes, okay, you can probably still just sit down.
I'm just going to sit the F down. Headphone required. Okay. So, hold on. Does your set have a mic in it? Your Sony set?
No.
These don't? Okay, no. So this should work. Okay, so I'm going to do it normal first, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to turn it up and we're going to start, okay? I need you to focus on your own voice over anything else. Try to hear yourself say these words, okay? I want you to hear Blaine say the words on the card. Follow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, just start talking and see what happens.
Okay.
Is it very loud?
No,
You're going to have to.
Oh, whoa. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
How's it sound?
It sounds loud.
Okay. Now. We're going to turn this up to 11, Blaine.
Okay.
You need to hear yourself say this word. This is going to be amazing.
Zombie Jesus Day.
What is it?
Zombie Jesus Day.
Okay.
Veronica.
Okay, so far he's good. Is it all the way up? Okay.
Silent Rob.
He's like kind of robotic. Are you hearing yourself very well?
Yeah, I can hear myself fine.
Okay.
It's just really delayed. I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a throwback.
Nick. What? I can't hardly.
A man.
Brando. The Lannister twins fucking. What just happened? Heisenberg. Michelle Olson.
Okay, he's doing all right.
Baller Minutia Saga.
Okay.
Khaleesi's Phenomenal Tits. Spider-Man. Holiday Bullshit 2. Rick Grimes. Decoy Octopus. Mike. shoving a pineapple up Hitler's ass.
The short ones are hard.
Westicles.
Because they're easy, is what I meant.
Yeah. Well, wait. Yeah.
Shutty boy.
Okay.
Still in things. Stuff in things. See, the font on them, it's hard to read. Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. God.
You didn't get through that one.
Next episode.
Yo, Gatorade me, bitch. Stone Cold E.T. I am Groot. Victory! Nerd life. Hashtag nerd life.
Thank you. That was all of our custom cards.
Do you want to read, like, try and read a couple paragraphs?
Of that?
Yeah.
See, okay, that's going to be rough.
It's going to be a comicbook.com article.
Oh, okay. Yes. Read the news. The comic book news.
All right. So this is Spider-Man Homecoming director wants Blade for sequel.
Ooh.
So I just read the
Just read the thing. Just read the first two paragraphs here.
If it wasn't yet clear that Spider-Man Homecoming director John Watts is a fan, try this line of logic. That starts with one of Spider-Man's classic villains and a build... and builds to let's have Blade in our sequel. On for... Jesus, fuck! Morbius is kind of cool. Watts told we got this covered during a recent interview. That is that a typo? Ah! What did I do?
The episode of Infinite Laughter. This is like the blooper reel, Brando.
Almost. That is a typo. Arena interview.
It's supposed to be recent. It's recent.
I wasn't paying attention to you guys talking, like, visually. So, like, I would hear it, and I thought it was happening as it was happening. So, you can hear it.
One more paragraph.
Morbius, a sometimes villain, sometimes anti-hero, known as the Living Vampire, is no stranger to sequel rumors. Back in 2013, he was one of a number of characters whose names appeared in a virus site for The Amazing Spider-Man 2. That got ridiculous. Because the
You're going to try it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is rich.
The sound, every time you hit it, it stops.
Yeah.
It pauses. So I was like...
In the comics... Hold on, let me try again. In the comics, Blaine gained his unique vampire powers while hunting Morbius with Spider-Man. After Morbius attacked the pair, Blade, the vampire hunter gained his speed and strength and vampire without the weakness of his son. Months ago, the idea that with Spider-Man now officially part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe... Marvel and Sony can really mix things up by using Morbius as the villain of the upcoming Spider-Man film and bringing back Wesley Snipes as a Blade character and a key supporting cast member was already on our radar. Blade's movie future has been up in the years for years with constant rumors that something could be in development, but no no comments from Marvel.
God, that's hard. Pull one up for me.
You could just finish reading this.
Oh, there's still more. It's a long fucking article we're not going to get through. Okay.
Yep.
Warner Bros. New Line Cinema invented to Blade was the first major critic.
It's a good thing you're not driving.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what are you doing? Here you go.
Okay.
Oh,
major critical and financial success at the box office based on the Marvel Comics property. Released in 1999, it spawned two sequels and an army of Eminem. You can find the official Manaba for the homecoming below, which had the 4.133 without a 5 anticipation.
I gotta go piss.
Oh, dude, we're near the end of the show, man.
Well, then I'm gonna just fucking hammer through.
You can turn it up now because it's messing me up. Just listen to it. Anyway, we brought a lot of cool stuff. You know, we never even showed this, the other side of the LaFeyCon flyer that you made up for the show, because your band Walk Among Us played. You probably can't see that. I'll upload a picture.
back here.
But yeah, man, this is probably the more fun of the podcast. I don't think I've laughed this hard probably since the holiday bullshit.
Yeah, or bloopers, man. I'm telling you, bloopers was a really funny day because we were like so just in a funny state of mind. Weird. Man, my eyes hurt from laughing.
Oh, man.
Anyway. See, the thing is, the voice altimation jammer thing works really good with me because I'm partially deaf. So silence is silence, and I don't hear my own voice over that. So I was struggling to even hear how I sounded. So I'm sure it sounded like a hilarious train wreck.
You sound drunk as shit, dude. It was great, man.
Oh, absolutely shit.
Fantastic. I managed to power through a lot of that.
Yeah, like very robotically.
If I can focus.
Well, see, I was trying to get him to hear himself, and he wasn't trying to listen for himself. He was reading it like laser, just like.
Yeah.
That's what you sounded like reading the damn thing.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. That was hard. That was hardcore.
Anyway, guys, thank you for checking out this episode and listening to it. 150 in the bag.
Can't believe it, man. That's wild.
Wow. Yeah, man, 150.
And I've been here since 50? Before that, but 50 was my official journey.
37 or something was, like 37 was the first Metalcast.
Yeah, I want to say because it was before Nerds.
Brandocast Metalcast.
Yeah, Brandocast Journey into Metalcast.
Damn. That's been a minute ago.
I know, dude. We haven't done solo cast in a long time. Actually branded as that.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Well, as always, you can check us out on all of our different hilarious social medias on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Podbean, Stitcher, Radio, Google Play Music, iTunes. If you go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. That just lets people know that we're cool. Or give us a 1-star review and say, fuck us, I don't care. It's just... you be you. Or if you want to do the middle somewhere, that's cool too. Just give us a rating.
Yeah.
It's the best thing. Wayne, do it. You don't have anything, do you?
I have an iPad. I got an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, duh.
I'm wearing an Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing an Apple Watch.
There was a period in my time where I tried to be funny on Facebook.
So
I tried.
Well, like I wrote 6 years ago on Time Hop. I know we're all sad about the Anthony trial verdict. On a happier note, Vanilli's making a comeback.
Milli Vanilli?
No, just Vanilli. Milli's dead.
Really?
Yeah, committed suicide.
Whoa! Oh.
Vanilli, marching on.
Did the track skip? Is that what happened with them? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you. Yeah. Damn. But if that's gonna do it for 150. In our state of utter delirium.
It's getting there, man.
Thanks, Brando, for coming on the show as a guest and then now as a co-host who has pushed this show to be as cool as it is, I think. And, Blaine, thank you for being our most featured guest on our podcast.
I love doing this.
You kind of slipped the Jimmy a little bit because you did work to get into this because you were like, I'll do fucking segments. Like, let's go. Yeah.
and it's like awesome. Every segment, awesome. The last one talking about Iron Maiden. I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, I had a. I so never much got fun.
To see them live. I hope to get to.
You bet.
At some point, you missed. Yep. So, but if that's going to do it for this week of JIC, you got anything else, Brando?
That's it for me, man.
Let's end this on a chill note. I'm Nate.
I'm Brando.
I'm Dongo.
Fill your brain with shit.